In Jamaica, it's called toasting, when a DJ talks over a record to the rhythm of a song. It's a phenomenon that started in the 60s and 70s. Ewart Beckford, better known as U-Roy, took that art to new levels and transformed Jamaican music. On that journey, he influenced genres like dancehall, reggae, and even the early days of hip-hop. U-Roy has died at the age of 78. To talk about U-Roy's legacy, let me welcome Patricia Moschino. She's a writer for Billboard who's been covering Caribbean music for almost three decades. Patricia, how nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So U-Roy expanded the role of DJ. He didn't just introduce records. He added a layer of vocal and even verbal improv to them. Describe that for us and why it was so revolutionary.
Yeah, before U-Roy, the DJ would be the person at the sound system dance who would introduce the record or just find a way to engage the crowd further so they would stay. And U-Roy took that, but when he got into recording, his rhymes transcended that of what would be done on the sound system into all kinds of directions. Even the introductory song that you played was very much a spiritual incantation of Rastafari. So it was very revolutionary stuff at 1970. But as the year went on, he recorded three really major hits for producer Duke Reid, which would go on to occupy the top three slots on Jamaican radio station charts for 6 weeks. And that just led to an explosion of people wanting to sound like U-Roy, a lot of people who did sound like U-Roy, but it just made for establishing DJing, toasting as a viable music form
Jamaica. And he sure launched many careers into international audiences, didn't he?
Every step that Jamaican music has made internationally, particularly on the DJing side, which can be traced back to U-Roy, you know, Shabba Ranks being one of the biggest names who learned their craft working with the master on his sound. Mm.
We heard Rightful Ruler at the top. Let's take another listen to one of his great songs, 1983's Zsa Zsa Call You.
So love me, say just stop you, call me, and come for Zsa Zsa Call You.
U-Roy had a huge impact on dance hall, on reggae, and even rap and hip hop, didn't he, Patricia?
He's not given the credit he has deserved throughout his life for all that he contributed, the foundations he established. But one person who has credited him numerous times is DJ Kool Herc, the founding father of hip hop, who, you know, brought his sound system experience that he observed as a kid growing up in Kingston, Jamaica, brought it to the Bronx, tried to emulate what he saw U-Roy do on the mic with his mic man. And the rest, as they say, is history. So U-Roy is that person that it traces back to. That's why he's referred to as the godfather of hip hop and the godfather of dancehall.
The godfather is right. That's yes. Patricia Moschino, writer for Billboard, on the legacy of the late, great Jamaican musician legend U-Roy. Patricia, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.